What's up, my friends? It's Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. Welcome back for another episode of the Matt Prince podcast. Today's topic is this, the million dollar boy. Okay, so the other night, Sunday night, Netflix and chill time with Tal, we came across the Avicii documentary. Now, I've spoken about Avicii a few times. I just wrote a blog post about Avicii and some lessons that I took from there. So if you haven't checked that out, go to mattyprince.com and have a read. But I'm a big Avicii guy. I've always liked his music ever since the day I heard Levels and Seek Bromance and, you know, like Silhouettes, all those songs. Like I used to love them. And that was, they were the sort of songs that I liked when I was going out when I was younger, like when I was partying, they're just good songs. And then like Wake Me Up comes on, you know, that song when I was in Thailand one time, that was the song that, so I remember like clearly being in the Green Mango in Koh Samui with a few mates and Wake Me Up just being the song that's pumping. And I just really, really enjoy that, you know, Avicii stuff. And it's got a lot of, pull for me. I always listen to it, right? Now, the doco basically follows him around. It follows his journey. It follows his life. And it takes you through the process, and I won't spoil it for anyone who wants to watch it, but it takes you through the process of when he was, it was a young kid, essentially like 17, 18, 19, like starting to find his way. And he just looks like a little nerd basically. And then over the years he grows and he develops into this guy. But within about 10 years is the sort of the process from Avicii's, like, I suppose, fame to passing. So for you guys that don't know about how Avicii passed away, he killed himself at 28. He reportedly, like on the Googles, he cut himself with a wine bottle in his bathtub, or, you know, and committed suicide, which is pretty fucking crazy. Now, in the doco, watching it, you can see like how sick he is, how sad he is, how much he's just struggling with the responsibilities that he's got, right? The life that he's pulled upon himself. Everyone would look at it and be like, you're a DJ, he did something like 858 shows or around that number, like really high amount of shows. And in most of them, like, he was drinking, partying, you know, going out afterwards, like getting the vibes up and about, because this guy was an introvert, so he didn't like being the spotlight, right? It made him nervous, made him uncomfortable, made him anxious. And like, I can really relate. Like, people would see me and be like, oh, he's extrovert. I'll say hello to everybody. I've trained myself to do that. I feel super uncomfortable going to like a wedding or a party or something like that, where I don't have like a, you know, at least one or two friends to sort of rely on. And if I do have those one or two friends, I'll sort of hang with them most of the time. Like, yes, I'm going to be polite. If people start talking to me, that's great. Like, I'm more than comfortable to talk. I've practiced enough to do that. However, small talk, I fucking hate. Small talk I really struggle with. So when I ever go down to the pub, or, you know, if you see someone you haven't seen for a while, so what's been going on, man? Yeah, same old. I can't stand that stuff. It really makes me just want to sort of get out of the conversation, just leave. So like, I'm a deep talker, I'm a deep thinker. So if I ever get stuck in a conversation, I'll be the one that chews your ear off for however long it takes. But yeah, small talk's something that I don't like. And I've seen these traits in Avicii. Like, he hates small talk. He hates, like, he's a deep thinker. He's thinking like about stuff. He's talking deeply about things. And I've always been that way. And like, my dad even said that to me a while ago. He's like, you've always been a deep thinker since you were a kid. Now, I can't remember back then, but he said, I always used to ask questions about why things are the way they are. All right. So he'd say something. I'd be like, yeah, but not just why, as an annoying way, but like, but why? Like, why does it need to be like this? How did that happen? And I was asking these deeper questions. And I think that's ultimately led me to sort of where I'm at right now, is the asking of deeper questions. Now, the interesting thing with Avicii, I see similar traits in a lot of other people. Not the suicidal thoughts, not the, you know, not that side of things. Not the reason this episode's a million dollar man. Like, 2016, I believe it was, I went out to LA with Tal. I was going to a course in Newport, at Newport Beach, with Coach Steve and my mates out there. And essentially, like, I took Tal out, last minute trip. I was leaving on the Friday, I think it was, or the Saturday, and she booked a flight on Wednesday and came with me and just stayed in LA for like five nights or so, because I always go out a bit earlier just so I can sort of decompress, get used to the jet lag and all that sort of stuff, and then get into the time zone. So I'm ready for the event when it comes on. But so I went out, I was going out a week early, Tal came with me, and we did some tours around LA, and we did Hollywood and all that sort of stuff. Now in Hollywood, we took out, went for a drive, and it was in the Hollywood Hills. So they've got a, I think it's called the Birdcage, I believe. It's like all the bird streets. So basically in the Hollywood Hills, they've got all these streets named after birds. And if I remember correctly, that was where we went and seen Avicii's house, right? We're driving past his house and they're like, oh, you know, the artist Avicii. I'm like, yeah. He's like, he bought that, I think it was $17.5 million it sold for this year. So he paid like 15 or 14 million for it the other year. He's like, he bought that. He's retired in there, age of 26, I believe it was at the time. And that's where Avicii lives. I was like, fuck. Just mind blown. I was like, good on him. Like, I had no idea about his sickness and his sadness and his backstory. I was like, good on him. That guy is fucking killing it. Like, he was worth $110 million at the time, around that figure. And I was like, holy shit, that is so awesome that a kid, like, can grow that much in like 6-7 years and retire, and I wonder what he's going to do. I was thinking, like, fuck, what would I do if I was retired at 26 and I had like millions and millions of dollars? What would I do? And I was like, oh, I'd find it really hard. I don't know what I would do, to be honest. But I was just thinking, and I was just like blown away by this success this guy's had. And anyway, goes into all that on the doco. It sort of talks about, like, It sort of shows the progression from when he's excited about music to at the end where he's like fearful of getting out and performing and how he quits and all that sort of stuff. So it's definitely worth a watch if you're an Avicii fan. I haven't spoiled any of it on this podcast, but one thing I will say is because of the sadness that the guy goes through, it was quite confronting for me because I assumed that before he'd committed suicide, I'd assumed that he was living the dream. He'd be partying up, he'd be, you know, on the drinking, on the drugs, like with all girls, DJing, hanging out with like David Guetta and, you know, Tiesto and all these other DJs and partying around the world. Ibiza, doing everything, right? Had endless amounts of money and endless amounts of whatever he wanted to do. It's like, oh, this guy's got it made. And it sort of motivated me. I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm going to push harder and try and become more and do more. And then you see it and it's like, fuck. You know, those stresses that he's gone through, I've gone through similar stresses myself. Right, the bigger when Royal Fitness was at its peak, probably start of 2018, like mid 2018, when it was at its peak, that was the most overwhelming time for me. Stressful as fuck. Right, there's more people that rely on me. There's more things. So like, come down to a game where I need to reduce pressure and noise so I could stay mentally partially mentally sane. Right. So the things like, that's why I got rid of my phone. For you guys that know, I got rid of my phone. Like, I had to get rid of my phone because I was getting messages from like so many different people, and all of the systems that I had in business were solid. Like, it's fine. Like, you can sort it out. But because people were skipping the middleman, like their coaches or even just messaging the Facebook page, which is absolutely fine. I didn't mind this, but at the time I didn't realize how many messages, texts, you know, calls, Facebook messages, inboxes on Instagram, everywhere. Like, I was getting all this thing like, hey, can you do this with my membership? I need to do this, this, this. I need to do this. I'm going to change to this group. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with this question? I'm like, yeah, let's do it all. And then it got to a point where I was just so overwhelmed. Even though I had staff helping, it was just so much for me to keep maintaining, essentially. Like, I couldn't think straight. I felt tired all the time. I was always dreading opening up my phone, like, became like, even like, I'm starting to get a croaky throat just thinking about it, but like the stress of like opening up your phone and having like 10 text messages, you know, 10 messenger messages, and then, you know, 3 or 4 messages on Instagram, and then having to go on and do all the marketing and the posting and the commenting back and all that sort of stuff. Like, it was just too much, right? It got too overwhelming for me. So what I had to do was release and decrease pressure and noise in my life. And the first way to do that was to get rid of my main stress, which was my phone. Okay, so the text messaging, like the phone calls, I had to get rid of that. So I couldn't just have people calling, because it wasn't just members, guys. Like, you got to think, like, I had, I don't say any of this is like, I don't want to contact my members. I'm trying to avoid the members. It's not like that, because they can contact me anytime through Facebook and Messenger and Instagram, where, like, even on the studio phone and stuff like that, they got access. They can talk to me anytime when I see them. It's not like that. It's the fact that like with my phone, because I'd done, essentially I'd probably done, I'd say 800 to 900 sales calls for Royal Fitness, plus all of my past members, you know, clients and stuff like that had my number, plus all of my old friends, like footy club people, like people that I haven't really associated with, plus all of the companies and stuff that I've dealt with over time, sponsoring different things, signing up for different courses, like multi-level marketing stuff, or events like, you know, online sales funnels and stuff like that. My number had been out to thousands of people, like in the thousands. So it wasn't just, I was getting spammed. I was getting people giving out my number to refer to other people. Hey, you should train with Matty, he's a great dude. And then they'd call me directly and they'd be like asking me bullshit questions that I've set up fucking systems for them to go through so that like they fill out an application for, but they want to skip that process. So they just call me direct. And because I don't know the number, I have to answer, I have to be polite, right? So like, I was like, all right, I'm going to scratch all of this and make it so it's streamlined and everything's more streamlined. And it's working. Right, and it's helping me massively. It's allowing me to think more creatively. Like you notice on the podcast, the difference in the consistency is completely different from early and mid last year to now. It's completely different, and that's because my mind is a lot clearer and a lot sharper because I don't have all these other distractions going on. All right, so that's huge. Now, what other pressure and noise do you have in your life? Like I had recently, I just left one of my coaching groups. So I was in a group with the ClickFunnels guys, Russell Brunson and stuff like that. Took a lot out of it, learnt a lot, but it got to the point where I needed to get out and I needed to clear my mind and clear my schedule because I was just putting too much stress on myself with this program and it wasn't really getting me anywhere. It wasn't really helping me in how I wanted. I learnt a lot. I took the skills that I need, but in terms of the rest of it, it was almost just another pressure and noise type thing. So that was a decrease, like hiring coaches in certain aspects, getting you know, somebody to help, like Chazzy's doing the programming. I just follow Chazzy's programming. So now I've got a coach who programs exactly how I program, except it's not me programming, so I don't skip and jump around and stuff like that. I'll when I say skip and jump around, I do that in the programming. I mean skip and jump around as in like skip sections of it, you know, jump from one program to another. I'm following his core template and his core programming and it's working. I feel amazing because I'm following what I know works, and I know we have one of the best systems in the world for getting people stronger and moving better and feeling good. Like it's just the way it is. So I'm following that. So that's outsourced. And now Chazzy's doing that, and that reduces my pressure and noise so I can go and do other things. Right? I've got my jiu-jitsu coaches. They teach me the jiu-jitsu. That's like an escape for me. Like the members at Royal Fitness have their escape coming in. They get told what to do. They do the session and then they leave. I have that with jiu-jitsu and it's really good for me. What else is there? Streamline systems in the business, in life. I've got basically schedules down pat now. So like there's a lot of time where I spend a lot of time in my morning routine. I've got all that booked out. So I have time for my morning routine now. It's like, this is the time that I have for me. This is the time I have to read. This is the time I have to learn. This is the time I have to do stuff for the staff, for the gym, for the members, for whatever. Like I've got it all scheduled out. So that reduces pressure and noise. I don't sit there and think, oh, what do I need to do today? Right. And then get so overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, I try and do everything, jump from one thing to the other and freak out. I've got time to play Xbox. I've got time to go and train. I've got time to, you know, watch Netflix and chill. So there's a lot of stuff in reducing pressure noise. It's absolutely changed my life. Now, this is very, very simple, guys. I'm talking about this in terms of my life, but I want you to start thinking about it in terms of yours. All right. My question for you today, and if you can think about this deeply and write it down and actually get clear on this, it will change your life. It will literally transform you. Where in your life aren't you dealing with pressure and noise well? Right? What is the thing? What is the number one thing that's stressing you the fuck out and holding you back? Holding you back from weaponizing your body, bulletproofing your mind, relationships that matter, like what, you know, business and bank accounts. What about the fun? Like what's the one thing, the biggest pressure and noise, I suppose, issue that you're dealing with right now? Now, part two to that, guys. How can you fix it? What do you need to do? What bold move do you need to do to reduce pressure and noise in your life? Now, for some of you, it's going to be delete social media. For some of you, it's going to be get a new phone. For some of you, it's going to be like, you know, delete people out of your life. For some of you, it's going to be hire a coach. For some of you, it's going to be like, you know, reading a book, messaging, you know, a mentor, that sort of stuff. Like there's going to be a lot of things, but think about that, guys. Where in your life aren't you dealing with pressure and noise well? And then part two is, what is the number one action step you can do today to take you to a new level and get rid of pressure and noise and start to move to the body, the life, the mind, the relationships, the money, the fun, all that stuff that you want to have? What do you need to do? All right, guys, that's all I've got for you today. I hope that helps out in some way. If it does, please share it around. Get it to another mate or friend who has a lot of pressure and noise in their life, and it's clear. A lot of the time, guys, it's not that complex. It's just action. You just need to do it. And that's the shitty truth of growth is it doesn't come down to theory. It comes down to action. So I appreciate you guys listening, but I also would appreciate it more if you were to go out and do the work that you need to do and start to shift you to the next level. So that's all I've got. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.